Oh, here I am, the Christian God with my telescope of time. Oh, I love my telescope of time. I look way into the future and see who is going to love my son Jesus. I look way into the future with my telescope of time, because then I can make sure that Ephesians 1:5 is true, that I designate people beforehand. Ooh, who's that? Wait a minute. I see Martin Zender. Ooh, I wonder if he's going to pick me. Oh, he's reading his Bible. Ooh, that's a good sign. I don't know for sure. We're going to find out here in a second. Come on, Martin Zender. How long do I have to wait for you? This is ridiculous. Somebody make me some popcorn.
So we have found out that God is the author of human history. But when he told the end from the beginning, he spoke into existence human history. We can read Genesis and we can see that God speaks into existence the physical creation, the flora, the fauna, and then humanity. He spoke into existence the stars. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So if he speaks into existence the physical creation, then he must also, and he does, speak into existence the things that happen. It's interesting that those who believe and teach human free will, they won't deny that God speaks into existence things like the sun, the moon, and the stars, and people. No one can free will an animal into existence, or a human being. And yet they claim that the events of those things, whether it be the sun, the stars, the moon, or people, those events are random. That those events are chaotic. That those events have no cause. Because if they do have a cause, then human free will is impossible. If God knows the end from the beginning, and if he tells the end from the beginning, then everything that happens, he spoke into existence just as much as he spoke the sun into existence. Does it seem like a miracle that God can tell the future? God says things that are going to happen before they happen. It's called prophecy. Well, it's really not so difficult, is it, when you yourself have already determined that these things would happen? And it's just a matter of these things unfolding in real time, our time, that have already been decided upon, that have already been spoken into existence by God. Now let's look at the nuts and bolts of our salvation, the process that we go through in this life to become aware of what God has already decided, God decided it, before the disruption of the world. Romans 8:28, now we are aware that God is working all together for the good of those who are loving God, who are called according to his purpose. I got to do a brief little explanation here. I learned this from Dean Huff, who finished translating the concordant version of the Old Testament. This verse sounds like we're aware that God is working all together for the good of those who are loving God. It sounds like God is only working things together for good to those who are loving God. That's good news for us. We love God and we know this, that God is operating all things together for good. Even evil things are being worked together for good. But what about those who don't love God? What about them? I'm going to finish this verse first. God is working all together for the good of those who are loving God, who are called according to the purpose. The purpose. All right. What about the other people? Dean Huff told me that this is the way this should read in the Greek. This is the way this does read in the concordant Greek text. We are aware that God is working all together for good. And this is for those who are loving God. So we are aware that God is working all together for the good. Even those who are hating God, God is working all together, even for them, for their good. And this is for those who are loving God. It's those who are loving God and those who are called according to God's purpose who know this, who are aware of this. We're aware that God is working all together for good for everyone. We're aware of this because we're loving God. And again, God puts that love in our hearts for Him. What's one of the first fruit of the Spirit? Love. Love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. The first fruit is love. If we're loving God, it's a gift. And those who are loving God are aware of things that other people aren't aware of. Or for one thing, we are aware that God spoke into existence the physical creation. And He also spoke into existence the things that happen by means of that physical creation. Everything that happens in this world has been spoken into existence. Just as much as the sun, the moon, and the planets. And the stars. That whom He foreknew, He designates beforehand also to be conformed to the image of His Son. This goes along with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, designating us beforehand for the place of a son. Then we go to Romans 8, whom He foreknew, He designates before to be conformed to the image of His Son. Exact same wording here. Now we get to the nuts and bolts that I've been promising you. Now, whom He designates beforehand, these He calls also. And whom He calls, these He justifies also. Now, whom He justifies, these He glorifies also. So here's the order of things. God knows everything. And here's another thing. God knows everything, right? 1 John 5:20. I think that's what, 1 John 5:20. God knows everything. God foreknows everything. It's easy to foreknow everything. And again, He doesn't have to go to the future to foreknow it. He knows it because He speaks it. Of course He's going to know it. Of course it's easy for Him to put prophecy in the Bible. Ooh, it's not a parlor trick. It's the fact, it's in accord with the fact that God speaks it into existence. And this whole creation, this whole process of people doing things has been ironed out, every single detail. You've heard me say this before. The future is just as set in stone as the past. It's easy for us to see that the past is set in stone. That's easy. You can't change dates. You can't change the date that Lincoln was shot. You can't change the date of the Declaration of Independence signing. You can't change that date. Nobody imagines that they can change the past. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The future, which just became the past as I was speaking, is also set in stone. The future is just as set in concrete as the past. This is a potential mind blower. But it should be comforting to you because it goes along with Isaiah 46:10. God tells the end from the beginning, speaks it, set in stone. We're just now discovering it. We have this little bubble of ignorance and we're just now discovering what God decided a long time ago would happen. So He designates us beforehand. And who He designates beforehand, these He calls. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? That sometime in your life, if you have been designated beforehand for the place of a son, and this is above and beyond what the rest of humanity has, they are also coming in. But there's no verse that says they are designated beforehand. But we know they're coming in from other passages of scripture, such as Romans 5, 18 and 19, where through one human, Adam, all humanity comes into condemnation. Through another human, all humanity comes into justification. That's in the Bible. Read it for yourself. Romans 5, 18 and 19. Also, 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. As in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. The same all who are dying, which is everybody. Those verses you can use to show that all humanity will return to God. someday. You can also use Romans 11:36, out of him, through him, and into him is all. You can also use Romans 11:32. God locks up all together in stubbornness that he might have mercy upon all. You can also use 1 Timothy 4:10. God is the savior of all humanity, especially of believers. But for us, we have more detailed information because God does not want to leave us in ignorance. He tells his friends what he's doing. He tells those who love him what he's doing. And we were designated beforehand in love. I read that to you in Ephesians chapter 1. Designated in love. So this love fest between God and us and between us and God gives us, how shall I say, inside information. We're privy to God's ways and his means. And we're reading them right here. This is a roadmap Paul is giving us. This is an amazing book, the scriptures. God has spoken to humanity. And we have a roadmap here of how he operates, how he does it. This is the roadmap. God has graciously given us a roadmap to show us his plans. Whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. So again, sometime in your life, if you're designated beforehand, you will be called. And it won't be a voice from heaven. It won't be a booming voice. It won't be skywriting. You won't have a dream. You will get the truth, and Paul says this later in Romans chapter 10, you will get the truth from a herald. Someone will come along heralding the word. And it may not be eloquent. It may not be brilliant. It may not be genius collection of consonants and vowels and adjectives and syllables. It may be the most primitive presentation of the evangel you've ever heard. But if the elements are there, the death of Christ for sin is what saves us with nothing else. If the elements are there, then if you are designated beforehand, you will hear that and you will believe it. And you will believe it. You will believe it. And by the way, no one who is designated beforehand leaves this planet without being called. I'm firmly assured of that. This verse does it for me. People ask me all the time, Martin, is it possible that someone dies without having heard the truth? And I understand the heartfelt. I understand the emotion where this is coming from. We have loved ones who have died and they never believed. And it's wishful thinking to think that, well, they never believed, they hated what I told them, but they're still in the body of Christ. Well, no, they're not designated beforehand. How do you know they're not designated beforehand? Because they weren't called. Why do they have to be called? Because whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. That's why I know. And he'll call them through a herald, and they'll hear it. And somebody else will be standing right next to them, hearing the same exact word, the same phrase. One person will melt and turn to God. The other person will harden and say, oh, that's nice. And they won't get it at all. In fact, they'll hate it. What does that tell you? Well, you should know by now. It tells you that person was not designated beforehand. Are they doomed to hell for eternity, eternally separated from God? Of course not. Because God is the savior of all humanity. I have other verses for that. But you want to know who a believer is? Whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. That's it. You're called. That's why it's important to herald. Because that's the way God does it. That's in Romans chapter 10. I've been through that with you before. I could do it again sometime in the near future. Whom he calls, these he justifies also. Justifies. We come into a knowledge that we've been declared righteous by God due to the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's a great blessing. It's a great thing to have in this life. Not many people have that in this life. They think that everything they're going to do, everything they could do, many things they could do potentially will screw up their relationship with God. And they're always on probation. They're walking on eggshells. Unnecessarily. It's a shame. It's a pity. They're dying in ignorance. Ignorance will kill you. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is deadly. Whom he calls, these he justifies. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies. Three of these things are in the past. One of these things remains in the future. Whom he designates beforehand, past, these he calls also. That's past. We've already been called. Whom he calls, these he justifies. That's past. We're already justified. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies. We're still waiting for that. I'm still waiting for that. That's coming. Oh, that's coming to a theater near you.
He's reading the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. That's a terrible translation. He's never going to get the truth in that. It's mistranslated. Oh, I wish I hadn't have given people free wills. Then I could have made sure there were good Bible more good Bible translations. Then more people would have gotten the truth, and I could designate more people beforehand just to make sure that Ephesians 1:5 is true.